Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Hey, guys. He's on set right now. For you, so hold tight, 1 second.
Up to the floor.
Hey man, you're on air. The intro went on, and I know you're on set, but we gotta get you to do your show, man. Your fans want to hear you. So Planet Dance.
Yeah, that's what's up. I was waiting on you to call me. Sitting here waiting on you to call me. So I can only do it when you call me, and it's a lot of shit going on, so it's glad to hear your voice, glad to be online, glad to be on air, and we're down here shooting this video up in Anaheim, so if you listen, this is your boy Shane Sparks, welcome to Planet Dance. I got E on the mic doing his thing because I can't do it without him because I'm an invalid without some help, so if y'all understand what I'm talking about, say hey, we should have had a little say hey there right there. All right, check this out. Anybody listening to my show, I'm glad y'all here today because I got a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to let y'all know that right now there's this movie that my boy is doing. His name is Da Vinci, and he's doing this movie. It's got this crazy concept. Like, check out the concept real quick. I'm going to run this down real fast, okay? It's called Angel Investments, and it's one of those movies that's got this weird twist. It's a comedy, really sexy comedy, real sexy comedy. Check it out. These guys are trying to raise money for their company, and there's another guy trying to raise money for his company, but he's looking for call girls. He gets the numbers switched up, so the call girls answer the ad and go to the real company. When they go to the real company, the guy is like, what are y'all doing in my company? We didn't ask for y'all. And the guy was like, well, they're here. We need to do something. And the lady said, well, what are you trying to do? He said, we're trying to raise money for our company. So the lady's like, well, that's what we do for a living. So basically, he gets these girls to go out on the street and do car washes and do all this crazy, sexy, fun stuff and raise money for their company. So they end up raising like $1,000, whatever. But in the process of that, they go through a whole bunch of crazy stuff. So you see a bunch of sexy dancing, a bunch of sexy moments, and a bunch of crazy girls doing a bunch of crazy stuff. So we're shooting a promo video right now for the movie, and it's dope. The song is called Booty Call. Y'all know, not the original Booty Call, but it's called Booty Call, and it's like a remix of some stuff. So the girls are shooting right now, like right as we speak. I'm sitting here watching them shoot this, and it's hot. And I just want to say, what up?
You didn't know me, man? I'm in OC. You're in Anaheim. You didn't tell me. Why am I not there?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you. Do you know when I found out the location? 2 days ago.
Probably and, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know how it go. And they was like, okay, because I knew about it. We've been rehearsing everything, but you know, I got the location. I was told where it was gonna be, but I got the address this morning. I had to be here at 7 a.m. So that's how crazy it's been. You know what I mean? I was like, dude, I'm sitting here. Let me know. So he finally gave me the address, and I had to send it to the girls. And the girls said, you know, it was just a bunch of stuff, you know. So, you know, but we're going to be here till 7. So if you're not doing nothing, come through because we got hotties over here, and we're shooting this pretty dope. So,
hotties?
Yeah, put that
hotties,
out there.
I'm there. Some, check me that.
We got some hey, just atmosphere. Okay, check it out. Are you familiar with The Feed? Did we talk about that?
The feed social network?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I know some of the co-creators of that network.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, maybe we could talk about that because right now I just joined it. My girl group joined it, and everybody around me joining it. And it's basically one of those social networks. It's like Instagram and Facebook combined to the next level. So you can do video on there. You can actually do it. You could do text on there. You could do an audio message if you want to send an audio message out there. And instead of it being likes, it's like remakes and kisses. Like it's all this crazy stuff on there, but it's really dope. And a lot of people are signing up for it. It's just it's something that's already out there. It ain't nothing new, but it's just taking things to another level, so you got more access, you get more information out there. And you know, when something new comes out, you know, you either join it or you fall behind. Because I remember when Facebook came out, I was like, I'm not doing Facebook, that's why. Now, if you ain't on Facebook, you ain't nobody, you know what I mean? Twitter came out, you know, so you either get in where you fit in, so, but you got to stay on top of it, because we know the internet is like the future, and it's still in the beginning stages. Imagine where it's going to be 20 years from now. So you got to stay relevant, stay current if you want to stay in this business. So, yeah, so I just want to let everybody know, if you ain't got feed, I think you go to feed.com or myfeed.com. Check it out, look it up, read about it, sign up for it, friend me, and so I can friend you back, and let's keep in touch with everybody. Because it's really, really dope, and, you know, and I'm just, you know, just putting it out
and
there.
You got to make sure
so we can
spell it for them, dude. You got to make sure you spell it for them, because a lot of people aren't going to know the spelling. It's P-H-E-E-D.
Yeah, P-H-E-E-D. Go to P-H-E-E-D. You ain't even got to go to .com. Just if you, especially if you got an iPhone, just go to Apple. What is it? Apple. Where do you go on your phone when you want to download apps? Go to Apple Apps or whatever. And you just punch in P-H-E-E-D. And if you put that in, then it'll come up. And it's like myfeed.com or whatever, whatever. Load it up. It's free. You go on there, sign up, put all your information in there like you always do, and then you connect it to the rest of the, you know, the new social network. It's going to supposedly change the game. So, yeah. Oh, God. So, check it out. Oh, and, man, tell me this. I know we can go online, and I know we can do stuff. I mean, we're online right now, okay? There's a couple internet commercial or internet radio stations that are out there, dude, that just be saying the craziest, craziest stuff. And I'm cool with being able to express yourself, but sometimes you got to be careful. But my girls did this show last week, and they performed it, a cappella, all this stuff, loving it. Everybody was like, oh. But the dude on there was like, that fuck, you guys are whack. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, really? Like, really? They're 15, 16 years old. Is that how you talk to kids when they're doing their best? And, you know, y'all know how bad the dogs are. You know how good they are. He was just being a hater, but I was like, dude, that's like, I don't want to get on the radio to hurt people and knock people and make, you know, hurt their feelings. I don't want to do that. I want to get on and uplift and make life better. So if anybody listening to this ever gets the opportunity to express yourself freely, please do it in a way that's going to be respectful and uplift people, man, yeah, because we need no more of that. Sick of it. Sick of it. So, yeah, E, I heard you get my watch.
Oh yeah, we got a special Sparks watch waiting for you.
All right, I need it because I'm running out of time. We all running out of time, so we need to get some new watches. Yo, so what does it look like? What color is it?
It's one brand, but there's different colors. So you're gonna have to tell me what you want. There's a blue, there's a white, there's a black, and a pink. I think we'll give you the pink one.
I don't want a pink one. You can give me like a black one would be dope or a white one would be dope, like something solid, pretty normal. Those could go with anything that I wear. We good?
Yes, sir. I got you. So you're gonna talk about that celebrity basketball game we're gonna be at, dude?
Yeah, about to get on that right now. June 23rd is coming up, dude. A few more days, we in there. Y'all have to make sure y'all make it to the scene because it's crazy. Promotions are going crazy right now. I turn on the radio, they're promoting the heck out of it right now. Everybody and their mother's going to be there. Everybody's playing old school, playing on the basketball team. I'm going to be playing. I got the Ochoa boys performing. I got the Dolls performing. I got E in the building. We got so many people coming up there. It's at the Staples Center. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets to come represent. If you ain't doing nothing on the 23rd, you break your neck to get there because it's going to be the hottest night and a place to be. Mm-hmm. In L.A. So make sure you come up there and represent, and hopefully I don't embarrass myself out there trying to play basketball with my 2 feet self. Crazy. So, E, are you bringing a date?
Yes, sir.
You bringing a date? That's what's up.
Am I bringing a date? No, you know what? I don't know if they allow me to, because you know how that VIP shit goes. I'm actually coming with Ernie Singleton in his camp. So I'm just kind of
okay,
like tagging
so, yeah,
along.
So.
Hopefully I'll meet
okay,
a
yeah,
date
yeah,
there.
So. Come solo. Come with a business face. Because when I get done, I'm going to come and sit with y'all, and we're going to hang out, and we're going to bug the rest of the night and watch the Sparks smash whoever they're playing. I don't even know who they're playing, but I know they're going to smash.
Yes, sir. I heard the Cho Boys are gonna be killing it on halftime.
Yeah, man. Cho Boys and the Dawgs. We just was rehearsing last night, man. We was in there till about 11 o'clock last night, man. Getting it together, man. You know, so we excited, man. We excited. I'm always excited when they get to perform together. And it's a lot of great things going on. A lot of good stuff is happening with both those groups, man. And I'm just trying to keep it going, keep it moving. You know, I think I told everybody about the ABDC situation happening in Nigeria. I got to keep putting that out there. So when it happens, y'all ain't, you know, shocked. And so you think you could dance in Russia. It's crazy, man. It's getting better. Life is getting better. Yeah. So, yeah, y'all want to get some music on for y'all right now because I want to talk to E offline. So, y'all, check this out. If you got anything in the little thing, in the little slot, I got this girl. Her name is Katarina. And she got this song called, what's her song called? I'm so bad at this. I have so many songs. She's hot, she's beautiful, she sings, she dances, she do it all. And she fights. Check it out.
Mr. Shane, but we're bringing him back in. This is a drop call show. Now, Shane's a busy man, so you know,
your
we got
call
him
has
on
been
cell
forwarded
phone.
To an automatic voice message system.
And
818.
Get that stuff going. So, bring him back in. This is Shane Sparks. We back.
Yeah. I don't know what just happened, man. We're in this cave over here, so I don't know if we just lost signal up and whatever. I don't get it. But, so we're back. But what I'm going to do, I want to introduce out to some of these girls over here. They've been working their butts off, dancing their butts off all day long. So I want to say hi to a couple of them real quick. Check this out. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. I wish y'all could see her. She's really, really, really hot. But all y'all would do is get to hear her voice. Hold
take
on.
A picture of her, man. Instagram her for us. Come on. Don't be telling us.
All right, check it out.
Really, really
we on the set. Right now, check it out. We on the set right now. I'm going to introduce y'all to Erica. And I just want y'all to, like, I just want her to say a couple things to y'all. If y'all can see her, y'all will understand why I'm talking to her right now. Hold on.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing today, Erica?
I'm good.
Sunday. What part are you playing in the video?
I am playing the role of Vanessa, a sexy vixen.
Mm-hmm. I wish y'all could see her. Really, 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 really dope. So how can they get in touch with you? What is your Twitter or Facebook?
It's really easy. I'm on Facebook. It's just Erica Othen, E-R-I-K-A-O-T-H-E-N. And Instagram, too.
It's the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Same thing,
right.
Under my name.
Right, so post some pictures so when they can see, so when they go onto your Twitter and all that stuff, they can see what you look like, so they can call me and be like, shit, you lucky devil. You know what I mean? Definitely. All right, good talking to you, baby. I'll see you later. Yes, ma'am. All right. Yo, E, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What was that name again? I want to look her up.
Oh, sure, her name is Erica. Hold on. What's your Twitter? What's the Twitter again? Erica Othen, E-R-I-K-A-O-T-H-E-N. And that's your Twitter. Okay, Erica Othen.
Holy God. Wow.
He's looking you up right now. He's like, holy cow.
Get her number.
He said, get her number. No. Keep it business. Thank you.
Damn.
But yeah, hey. I told you. And that's just one level, man. It's like it's crazy up here right now. It's crazy up here right now.
Whoa! So, okay, I'm on my way. Text me the address.
I'm going to see the address right when we get off the phone so you can come down here so you can check it out because you could probably get some pictures and get some deep footage or something, whatever you want to do. But
I will get very deep footage.
I told you, it ain't no joke down here right now. So I want to talk to you about the other situation. I'm not sure when we could talk about it, but, you know, the mic situation. I'm not sure when we could talk about
that. Oh, yeah,
but,
man. We finalized, bro. We can put that out all day long. So check this out,
go.
Guys. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's go. Tell me about it.
All right. So check this out, guys. On Shane's show, Planet Dance, you guys heard a little bit about my show. But we are executive producing a show called Step to the Mic. Step to the Mic is for independent artists wanting to get. Yes. We got to get that echo. So Step to the Mic is for those artists wanting to get exposure internationally and nationally. It is currently airing on Channel 41, Verizon TV, and Channel 32, Charter. And there's a segment called In the Booth where you can actually send your footage in, or we can bring you in our studio in Long Beach. We'll actually film you in the booth doing your thing, and you'll be aired on television to over 50,000 subscribers the easy way. And we are also turning this into a talent showcase, another show we're doing called All That Talent. But Step to the Mic is the new hotness, man. It was actually a real big show at one point, and it's coming back. It's coming back hard.
When I saw that trailer, I was like, wow. And, dude, I'm telling you, man, you never get better footage when you get real footage from the heart. The dude that was talking about, without rap, I am nothing. This changed my life. He was like, the dude said, I can't do American Idol. He said, American Idol can't handle me. He said, Step to the Mic is going to introduce me, so y'all get ready. I was looking, I was like, that's the show that we've been missing. And I know it's been out, but it's still not worldwide yet. And it's still not one of those shows that people can, like, audition for right at this minute. So when it revamps and it's out there, watch the talent that we get, man, because we need to get some of these brothers that can really go, give them the opportunity instead of, like, everybody sitting around trying to send tapes in and videos in and all that stuff, and they're not paying attention to them. Some really talented brothers out there. So I'm really excited about that, and I can't wait to see how it's going to do. And I know it's going to be successful.
Yeah, man, we were chopping it up with your group with Robert and the Cho Boys, and they said they wanted to get involved and love to get the dolls involved. We're gonna actually be shooting the next couple of weeks for the pop version, so you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun, and we're looking at Shane Sparks to be the host for the dance version of the show, which is currently airing. This is not something we're talking about. It's currently airing, and it's gonna re-air really strong in July. So we're moving quick.
Dope. Yeah, and then just to add on top of that, the what's the name of the talent show that you're doing? The one that we're trying to get your girl from Houston to do, Alizé.
All that talent. We're looking for all that talent, baby.
Yeah, all that talent. Get ready, because man, I was talking to Alizé because I was up in Houston again last week, and she was just so excited, man. And when y'all see her personality and her look and her and the way she flows, this girl is so talented, man. And it's going to be one of those things that when people meet her, they're going to feel like they've been knowing her forever because she's just so, like, so personable, you know what I mean? But yet she got this sexy attitude, and she's talented. So I'm excited to see that develop, and I'm excited to see some new faces, man, and just do new stuff for the TV, man, you know what I mean? I must say, that new show, Hit the Floor, whatever, what is it called, Hit the Floor, with the Devil Girls and all that, the cheerleaders, man, that's one of my favorite shows right now. I can't even front. That's a dope show. The girls look good. The storylines is dope. Like, man, the dancing is good. Like, I love it, man. And I'm not trying to say it's the best dancing, but it's good, man. Because usually when you get shows like that and it's cheerleaders and dance teams, it's usually kind of like watered down in that corny stuff. They actually got some, I don't know who's the choreographer of it, but they actually got some dope choreography and got real dancers on there, man. I'm watching the show and I'm seeing all my little dancer girls that I know from, you know, from classes. And they all, you know, up there doing their thing, man. So Jersey's up in that mug and it's a couple other people that you've seen like ripping it, man. So I love that show. So it's time to get some new shows out there. It's time to represent dance again and time to give people the opportunity to show their stuff. So yeah, let's get it. What are you doing, E?
I'm actually tweeting your girl, Erica.
Idiot. Like, are you tweeting her from the bathroom or something? I'm like, what is he doing? That's great. Yeah. She's tight, though. She's tight. Yeah. It's another,
wow.
It's a couple of them here. It's another one here named Ashley. I don't even know if Ashley even has a Twitter, man, because she's new to the game. I think she's like 21 or 22 years old. She's so new to the game, but I'm posting pictures today. When I get there, I'm gonna post some pictures and so you can see exactly what's going on here. But it's hot, man. It's hot. Well, what you got going on the rest of the day? Are you gonna come down?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna come down when I get that address.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna tweet you the address. You come down, check it out, and hang out with us for a minute. It's so beautiful out here today, man. Love it. It's like a perfect day in California. If you're in California, say yay, yay. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, it's definitely doing its thing out here, man. So, E, I want you to come down and check us out, everybody. I know y'all miss me and I know y'all love me, but I gotta get back to this video. They keep calling me like, come here, because I'm the choreographer and director of this thing. So I gotta really, really keep it going. So, but I didn't want to miss my show. So I had E call me up so we can do it live and do it together. So if you listen to this, I appreciate you so much for coming out. I thank you for everything. Please be on the lookout for all the events that we're talking about. Make sure on the 23rd, June 23rd, Staples Center, the Sparks are playing. We got a celebrity basketball game. I'll be playing. Ochoa Boys are performing. The Dolls performing. Your boy EZ will be in the building. It's going to be a nice situation, and I'll update y'all on the rest of the shows that the Dolls are doing. Make sure y'all get on the feed. Make sure y'all go PHEED. Y'all get hooked up on the feed. It's a new social network, and it's going to be hot. Check it out. And, yo, that's about it. And make sure y'all check out my boy Shane Wall, Boot Camp. He's got a lot of situations going on, bootcamp.com. Just go check him out. He's got a lot of situations that can help a lot of people get some good commercials and good advertisement out there for some good prices. And he got a boy group that we're working with. It's going to be sick. His sons, they sick. Two little boys are looking for one more little kid to put it together. And it's going to be banking little B2K. That's what's up. Okay, I'm about to come in a minute. All right, yell it. So, yo, they calling me again right now? Go ahead.
Okay. I just said, like to tell everybody that my show yesterday is currently on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio with Rita Gray from NBC's, Betty White's NBC's Off Their Rockers, which will be airing June 25th. And we're stoked about that. It was a great show. But, hey, man, go do what you do. Make sure you text me that address because I am on my way. God damn.
I'm going to text you right now. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. Planet Dance, your boy Shane Sparks, to eat, doing their thing. So let's get it. I'll talk to y'all soon. You are now listening to Peace. I'm out of here. Los Angeles, California.
You're listening to Planet Dance with Dan Smith.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.